Hi, so today is September 19th, and it's not quite the autumn equinox yet, but this is the time that we're gathered together. And so I wanted to draw your attention to the altar that's on the table. One of the ways that people around the world celebrate the autumn equinox is by creating nature altars and bringing the incredible bounty that is outside, inside. And one of the themes for the year is creating a deeper partnership with spirit and creating a deeper partnership with the land. And one way to do that is to create altars for the different seasons in your home. So when my son was a little boy, he was at the Waldorf school, and they used to have nature tables. And they would get changed as the seasons changed. And we got used to doing that in our house. And but it's not just for children. It's for all of us. And there's a partnership. One of the themes of this equinox that I'll be talking about astrologically is partnership and co-creation. And when we acknowledge nature and the earth, and we are in a state of great appreciation and gratitude and wonder, it feeds her, and it's one of the ways that we can be in relationship with her. And that is why I encourage you to make nature tables and to bring the incredible, the pumpkins and the flowers and just things that are growing on the side of the road and things you'd find in the farmer's market, and put it somewhere in your home where you can see it so that you can deepen your relationship with the earth and the life-giving properties of the earth. As far as water is concerned, just holding a cup of water and feeling grateful and sending that gratitude in the water is an incredibly healing thing to do for the waters. The elementals really respond when we acknowledge them. And that is one of the things that I wanted to talk about this equinox. So equinox means that there are equal hours of night and day all around the world. So, at solstices, they're flipped. When we have winter solstice, the southern hemisphere has summer solstice, and when we have summer solstice, they have winter. But at equinox, all around the world, the sun is tracking right along the equator, and there are equal hours of day and night everywhere. So equinox has to do with balance. Balance between day and night, balance between shadow and light, balance between the masculine and the feminine, balance between the divine and human, you name it. And the archetype that is birthed as the equinox is birthed is Libra. So this year, September 22nd, Thursday, is the autumn equinox. And that means that the sun goes into 0 degrees Libra. So what I want to talk about is what is Libra about? And also, the reason it's extra important, and I'm going to spend a bit of time talking about Libra, is that in September, I believe it was September 10th, Jupiter went into Libra. Jupiter is the year star. Jupiter is the guru planet and the planet that is our teacher for the year. So here we have Jupiter in Libra and the Sun in Libra, and on the 30th, September 30th and October 1st, we have a new moon in Libra. So we've got the Sun and the Moon and Jupiter all activating the mysteries of Libra. So between, September 22nd and October 1st, let's just call the Libra Love Festival of Libra. And Libra is associated with the planet Venus and is a planet associated with love, balance, harmony, balance because of all the balance of the days and the nights, and community and bringing people together, beauty. Another reason why it would be nice for you to create altars in your home just to be connected, that Libra is about beauty. And so for this year, our teacher, now The way I look at astrology isn't that things clunk us on the top of our head and drag us off and give us, like, Libra, boom! You're going to experience balance and harmony and co-creation and right relationships. It's more about learning where the wind is at your back, where there is a strong energy current, and choosing to consciously align to it. So when Jupiter is in Libra for the year, there's a very strong current or a very strong teaching that wants to happen around relationship, partnership. And again, it is absolutely around human relationships and love relationships and partnerships, but it's also around your coworkers, your co-creation with spirit, your co-creation with nature, which is why I suggest that we have relationships beyond that very personal, private coupling that happens between people. And this year, because of other astrological cycles, and I will name it, but you don't have to understand it, because Saturn and Neptune have been squaring off all year, and they are starting to separate now, that's the time when we really start to see the effects moving forward, which is bringing our relationship to spirit in a much more physical way. And again, that's why I'm suggesting things like altars. Anything that you can do that will be a physical, practical expression of your relationship with spirit, any willingness that you show to be a bridge is going to be magnified now, which is why each and every little thing you do can really matter in your life. And so our partnership with spirit and our willingness to allow spirit to work through us and to bring something into this world. So there's a book that I recently read that I thought was really amazing called Dying to Be Me. And in it, this woman she gets cancer and she dies, and she has a very vivid near-death experience, and she comes back and she heals. And half the book is about her childhood and getting cancer and experiencing the cancer and the near-death experience. But half the book is how she learned to live as a result of what she learned when she was in spirit. And one of the things that she says is that our perception of what reality is so small compared to what it really is. And that when she died, she realized the vastness of what was available to her, that she had sort of like closed, you know, the opening in her ability to perceive reality based on her conditioning, her own personal conditioning, and the conditioning that we sort of support in one another. And she began to live in a flow, in a state of trust and flow, and what she called allowing things to be much more synchronistic and more beautiful and more amazing in her life than she herself could have allowed by allowing the vastness of spirit more to touch her. And when I read that, I thought, that is such an amazing way of expressing how I view this past year and this Saturn square Neptune, of allowing spirit to partner with us. Spirit is so willing to show us more of who we are than we could possibly imagine, and to manifest into the world in ways that would seem like miracles, but really aren't miracles if you understand that realm. And so I would like you to think about Libra not just personal relationships, although, yes, personal relationships, we're going to talk about that, but your personal relationship with spirit and with nature. And I'm thinking about this year expanding that, making it more personal to you, making it more intimate, and allowing that partnership to develop, which is how we're going to get what we think of as miracles in this world. And synchronistic events that say, like, amazing things blossom, we don't exactly know how that happened, but it's because we've allowed it to happen, because we've been allowing ourselves to be bridges. So that makes sense. And I want to incorporate that as part of what is happening this year with Jupiter in Libra because of what's happened last year. And we are still at the tail end of this month-long of eclipses, and I wonder how y'all have been doing with that. It's been feeling for many people like a lot of like being in between worlds and not quite feeling like feet aren't totally touching the ground. And for some, it's been very intense. And for others, it's just felt otherworldly. I'm just curious for people who are here with that. Anyone want to share anything about that?
I had some intense stuff come up from my childhood, complete with, you know, PTSD. And that was really hard. And I was able to realign with it and do some really powerful healing.
I want to repeat what you said because I'm taping it. So someone said that they had some very difficult experiences from their childhood come up that was like PTSD, and it was very painful and difficult, and some really deep healing came out of that. Yeah.
That, she was able to realign.
And she was able to realign. Bring something into consciousness and realign yourself around that, which is really potent stuff. that's magic. Shifting our perception and realigning ourselves is what we sometimes consider to be miraculous. A friend of mine said that every time we shift our perception, we create miracles in our lives. So, a friend who's in the process of creating many miracles in her life. So we've got this all going on from the eclipses and from all of what I talked about last month. So many things have happened. And now it's about asking, how can I bring myself back into balance with so many deep changes that everyone has been experiencing, changes that some have been hard to articulate. This person over here has a very clear articulation of what happened for her, but for some people it's not as clear. And for others, they're still like, things don't feel settled. Things feel really up in the air. And for some, things are really like, they feel like they've been shot out of a cannon, you know, depending on how your own personal blueprint aligns with what's happening, really. We can see in the world the continual unraveling that is taking place, that is not going to stop taking place, and the chaos around it, and the amazing shoots and new growth that is happening on the periphery of our culture, that is happening on the cutting edge of our culture, around reimagining what is possible around community, around business, around relationships. And these things are also really gaining momentum. Now, Jupiter in Libra gives us an opportunity to pay more attention to the relationships in our lives and to have kind of a stronger support for bringing the different parts of ourselves into balance, because Libra is about balancing the external, so the sign for Libra is the scales, and balancing my perception and your perception, and how do you have your voice, and I have my voice, and maybe they're totally different, but how do we balance them so both our needs can be met? So mediation, peacemaking is an aspect of Libra. Asking the question, what does it mean to be in conscious, equal, non-hierarchical relationships? Relationships that are personal, most intimate, lover relationship, life partner relationship, as well as work relationships, as well as I said, our relationship with spirit, our relationship with the earth. It's about bringing balance to our relationships and focusing and paying attention and asking the questions, what can I do to bring my relationships into more balance or to bring more relationship into my life? And particularly starting on the 22nd, when the sun moves into Libra and it starts to really fuel Jupiter, And then on the 30th and the 1st, when the new moon is in Libra and Jupiter and the sun are getting more and more together, and the moon is activating, this new moon is activating Jupiter, it's a really good time to set your intentions around your relationships, how to bring more consciousness to them, how to bring more relationship into your life, how to bring more peace and harmony. Now, the thing about Libra is an air sign. So Libra loves to have ideas about what would it look like to have a world in harmony. What would it look like to have it be that all of the spokes of the wheel are equally valued, regardless of gender, of race, of sexual orientation, of trans, all of the issues? What would it look like to bring it all into harmony and balance and value everyone equally? That's a really strong value of Libra, valuing everyone's contribution equally, all, and valuing our differences. And but because Libra is an air sign and gets very idealistic, being in relationship means being willing to process what happens in relationship. And sometimes things aren't equal and balanced. And holding space for that. And holding space for what is the work that we need to do to bring more consciousness into our relationships would be a very high, kind of a higher octave of Libra. So love and balance and harmony and beauty and mediation and working towards peace is sort of being really energized this year. Even though, if you look at our news media, we might not think so, because some of the big stories that are being told are all about the opposite of that. But there are other things happening in the world than what's in our media. And so I would challenge you to work with this energy in your lives and really ask each day, what can I do to bring more balance into my life? What can I do to bring more beauty into my life? What can I do to bring more harmony and truth and consciousness into all of my relationships, and to really energize that thing that says all my relations? How can I view the world as all my relations? So that's what I want to share with you about this equinox. So I will come back later in October and share with you all of the interesting aspects that are going to happen there. Does anyone have any questions or thoughts about this? Do the ceremonies to bring about peace and to bring about in your own life. And no matter how chaotic it gets out there, find ways to bring peace and balance into the areas of your life that you can, through meditation, through toning, through bringing beauty into your life, through, you know, caring about your relationships and one another. And creating that really intimate, the most intimate relationship we ever have is with our higher self and our spirit. And so really putting some energy into that this year in very practical, tangible, concrete ways. So I hope you all have a beautiful equinox. And I hope that you enjoy the many changing colors of the changing leaves. Oh, another little thing about equinox, obviously it's a harvest season. So it's a season of gratitude and being aware of what you're grateful for and what are you harvesting at this time of year. And it's also a time that the energy in the earth starts to go inward. So to just be aware of that as the leaves begin to fall off the trees. And another thing about equinox and this time of year is, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, the food. So I'm an acupuncturist, and this time of year, it's really helpful. So for those of you who aren't here, I have an altar that we're sitting in front of, and there are little baby pumpkins, and there are marigolds, and there are apples. And there are flowers that are orange and some red. And basically, the color of the season is yellow and orange. And feeding ourselves these vegetables and fruits is really beneficial for our bodies. So yellow squashes, all the different squashes that are of the season, the pumpkins, and just all the squashes. Eat it up. It's really good for you to eat the medicine that is coming out of the earth at this time, as well as their seeds. So pumpkin seeds and squash seeds, roasting them is really, really good for you. And beginning to make root vegetable soups and things like that is really good for your health. And, you know, in terms of partnership, we're in partnership with our bodies. And loving and taking care of our bodies by eating, by being connected to what's growing around us in the earth is a way to honor the season.
Yeah.